So Mishnayis Oilis, Golden Perak Revi. Mishnal, Migdol, if you have like a tower, it really means like a chest, a wooden chest that looks like a little tower. Shuay made biaver, it's like standing in the air, really means it's outside the house, it's not inside the house. So Tumma Besaychoi, let's say you have a tummy of a kezayis of a mace inside this chest, and so locher is Kalim Sheba'ov Yov Torim. Let's say inside the chest, like, there's like a hole there. That's called the uvyov. In the thickness of the wall of the chest, there's a hole, and the hole itself goes from one side to the other side, and it's not pasef tefach. There's not a tefach wide or high in this hole. So, kelim sheb, so locher is torim. The kelim inside these holes remain tor, because the chalal, the hole, the space inside these holes are not called part of the migdol. It's called like a space by itself. Since it's not pesach tefach, therefore the kelim inside these holes remain tor. What's going to be tumah b'aviyot? Let's say the kezayis of the mace is inside this hole on the side of the chest. So then, kelim shebesoichai torim, the kelim that are inside the chest, inside the migdol, they are also tor. Because it's called like there are two different places. One's inside the hole and one's inside the migdol. Therefore, the kelim inside the migdol remain tor. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, mechza l'machza. He also knows this hole is divided in half. The half that's towards the inside of the migdol has a lacha like the migdol. And therefore, if there's the tumah there in this hole, or bring the tumah inside the migdol. But the other half of the hole that's towards the outside of the migdol is considered like outside, not considered like inside. Now, what's going to be hoyoymid b'seich abayim? Let's say this whole migdol, this whole chest was inside the house. So tumah b'seich, there's the kezayis mace inside the migdol. So locheris abayis tumay. The bias becomes tummy, even though really the migdol is called like its own oil, so it should be called chaytzeh, that the tumah should not go into the house. But the pshat is, the cloud we always have is that seifel otzeis, the tumah in the migdol eventually is going to come out of the migdol and go into the house. So it's said as if the tumah is in the house now, therefore how bias is tummy. What's going to be the opposite way though? Tumah of a bias, let's say the gzayis or the mace is in the house, then we say mashab seichei torah torah, what's inside the house is tor. Masha b'teichet tor, the kelim that's inside the migdol remains tor, because there's a mechitza there. The migdol itself with its own oil, that's chaytzeh between the bayis and the migdol. And here we don't say it's a derech for the tumah to come inside the migdol. That's the klal shederech ha-tumah lotzeis. It's a derech for the tumah to go out of the migdol into the house. But if you're indirectly conscious, you don't bring the tumah inside the migdol. Therefore, the tumah is inside the house. The tumah of the mace is inside the house, the tumah does not go inside the migdol. Now, what's going to be kelim shebenoi levein horatz? Let's say the migdol, even if it's inside the house, but there's a few feet, let's say, or less than a tefach, between the bottom of the migdol and the floor. Or el shebenoi levein akoisa, between where the migdol is standing and the wall. Or el shebenoi levein akoris. There's some kelim between the top of the migdol and the roof. So it depends. If in that space, in Yeshem Pasech Tefach, if there's an opening of a tefach over there, then Tumeim. Then the tumah from the house goes all over the other side of the Migdol, and it comes down as Matama the Kalim in between the Migdol and the wall. But Vim Lav, let's say between the Migdol and the wall, it's not a Pasech Tefach, it's not water tefach, then Torim. Then we say the Kalim that are there are Tor, because really this Migdol is like a Mechitza, so it stops the tumah from coming there. Just if there's a space of Pasech Tefach, then the tumah comes down there. But if it's not a pesach tefach, then the tumah does not come there. There's no reason to say seifel otzei shamam, therefore the remain tovim. What's going to be though the opposite? Well, let's say tumah sham. Let's say the tumah, the gezayis min hamace, is there in between the wall and the migdol, and even though it's less than the pesach tefach, still we say habayis tameh. The bayis does become tameh, not because the tumah really by itself goes through, because it's not a pesach tefach, because here at the svara seifel otzei. Since it's safer to go out by itself, it's safer lot safe, therefore, the whole bias is coming. Mishnah Beis. Tevas ha-migdol. That means, let's say there's a drawer inside the chest. Now, yesh pepeseh tefach, the drawer itself has a tefach wide, its height is a tefach. V'yein b'tziyos ha'pesach tefach, where it comes out from the opening of the drawer, is less than a pesach tefach. Just in some they drop it in, inside the drawer itself, it is a pesach tefach. So it depends. Tumma b'seichoi, if the tumma b'kzayas mace is inside the teva, inside this drawer, in the migdol, then habayis tamei. Then we say the bayis becomes tamei, because it's seichel otzais. Eventually you have to take the kzayas min a mace out of this teva, and it should go into the house, and therefore the bayis is tamei. What's going to be the opposite way? Tumma b'vayis, the tumma is inside the house. Then we say, Masha b'seichoi tor, whatever's inside the chest or inside the migdol, is tor. But the tomb is not safe to go inside it, and it's called like a mechitza there, therefore it's tor. And that's the klal, shederech ha-tum alot, says a derech ha-tum to go out of the box, into the house. But the endocrine becomes not a derech ha-tum to go inside the house. Therefore what's inside, it's not there to go inside the migdol, therefore what's inside remains tor. Rabbi Yossi Nitar, Rabbi Yossi holds no, even the ratio. When the tomb is inside the migdol, inside the chest, still the house is tor. Why? First of all, who's said he's going to take out the whole kizayis the way it is? Maybe you cut it in half and take out half at a time. Or the sofulim kain, maybe you'll burn it in its place. It's not for sure that it'll have a seifel otzeis. Therefore, the bias is tor. Mishnah Gimel. Let's say the whole migdol, this whole chest, is in the doorway of the house. And the niftach lachut, the opening of the chest, is towards outside the house. So now, tumma b'soich, the tumma is inside the chest. Habay is Torah, the house itself is Torah. But it itself is called an eilat and mechitza. And it's not safer to go into the house, it's safer to go outside. Therefore, the bayis is Torah. Tumma b'bayis, let's say that tumma is inside the house. Then we say, masha b'soich tamei. What's inside the migdol remains tamei. Because since the tumma has to go through the door outside, so even though it's blockage right now, there's a migdol there, but it looks as if this tumma eventually is going to go through the doorway, it's going to go through. Therefore, the tumma also shoots through. The tumma goes into the migdol, therefore, what's inside the migdol becomes tummy. And that's the klal again. Shederach ha-tumma, lots of derech tumma to go out, but the ain't dak because now there were tumma to come inside. Hoysamuchni shaloi. Let's say on the bottom of the migdol of the tower, there was like a little trailer like. A muchni, that's how you roll it. Let's say a little wagon. Now, Meshuchal Yachurv, the back of it was sticking out, Sholosh Etzboyis, three Etzboyis of the Mukhti was sticking out of the Migdol. Now, on top of it, you have the chest, on the bottom, you have this wagon light. So, the back three Etzboyis was sticking out of the wagon, out of the chest, and the middle of that's what goes into the house. So, Tumma Shom, let's say there's a Tumma there on the Mukhti. And inside the Mukhti is also like a hollow, there's a Tafach by a Tafach. So Tumishom Kineged HaKeres, even though it's like inside the house, because those three Etzboyis go inside the house and now the roof of the house is on top of it, still our bias Torah, we don't set like an oil over the mace, because since these, it's only three Etzboyis, so say that part of the Mukhni is like bottle to the Migdol. And since the Migdol itself is facing towards outwards, so it's as if the mace is inside the Migdol, therefore what's inside the house is Torah. If it would have been that it was sticking out four Etzboyis, that would have been a shear by itself, then it would have been a tummy. When was this said? The medevar mamurim, the zman sheish a pesach tefach. Only if in the mukhni itself there's a pesach tefach, then the tumah stays there. But if it wouldn't have been a pesach tefach, then we said the tumah retsutz, the tumah shoots up and would have went to the roof and have the tumah sail inside the house. And secondly, and also we say now the Mukhni now is not like moving. It doesn't move away from the Migdol. It's Mechubah to it. Because if we'd be separated, then we would not be considered the Migdol as if the Mukhni as if it's part of the Migdol. And therefore, I care, since the part of the Mukhni that has the mace is inside the house, it would have been a Tumas mace in the house. Just here again, this bottom, the wagon, it's like stuck on the migdol, the chest is like stuck onto the wagon. Therefore it's like attached, and therefore it's only three Etzboyis. It's considered bottle to the wagon, it's considered bottle to the migdol, to the closet, and therefore to the chest, and therefore since the chest itself takes the tumma outwards, not inside the house, therefore the house remains torah. And also the migdol bob amidu. We're talking about now in such a case that this migdol is so big that it could hold 40 sovalach. That's the shear to make it, it's not called a kli anymore. Therefore, it itself is not makabel tumma. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza. So otherwise, the kashri is, why is the migdal itself called a chatzitza? Because the chur, the migdal is a kli, let it be makabel tumma itself. But there it says, hilchos tumma, it's too big of a kli, have a shame kli. Therefore, the migdal is tor, and therefore, it's called a chatzitza between the tumma and the bayis. Here, perek chamishi. Tanur shuoy made the secha bayis. You have an oven made out of a kli cheres, made out of earthly kli, that's standing inside the house. Now, v'einoi kumura lachutz. V'einoi, that's like the pipe where the smoke goes out of the oven, and that's like sticking outside the house, so the pipe is like going outside the house. V'ilu olov kovri hames. People on the outside of the house that were taking the mace to bury, they went on top of this pipe, on top of the einoi, where the smoke comes out of the oven. So Beishamai says, Hakil Tomei, everything is Tomei. We consider this when the people, the Kovri HaMeis, go over the pipe, as if the tomb of the mace goes down into the pipe and goes into the Tanner and goes into the house. So everything is Tomei, what's inside the Tanner, what's inside the house. Oh, Beisilu says, no, HaTana Tomei, only the Tanner is Tomei. That since this oil HaMeis Aleinu, since the mace on top of the Yenoi, so the tumma goes down into the same, into the pipe, into the tanner. Just the tanner is tummy. But the abayis Torah, the abayis remains Torah. Because shena tumma yetzes was not oimed that the tumma should go out from the tanner into the house. But adarabah, that much it doesn't go. Oh, Rabbi Kiva says, no, afa tana Torah, even the tanner is also Torah. Since it's not oil ala mace, since the mace is not on top of the tanner, it's only on the ayin, that goes on, therefore the tanner has not become tamei. There's not a derech for the tumma to go inside this, to go inside the tanner. So therefore only the einoi is tamei, but not the tanner itself. Mishneh Beis. Aruba shebein habayis aliyah. Let's say there's an aruba, let's say there's like a window on the ceiling between downstairs and upstairs. So, okidera nesun aliyah. Now on this aruba, like there's a hole, like a skylight, there's a hole there. So you put a pot on that hole, a kedera, and so say kedera shacheris, an earthly kli, that's not makabel tumma from the outside of it. Now this kli cheris was not a complete kli, it had a little hole in it, that the kreinis mashke, if you put it into a pot of water, the water would become, could come into the kli, that's how big that neck of that hole was. The locher is, Beishami, even Beishami says, hakel tummy, everything is tummy. Now through this kreinis mashke, this nekev, we consider as if the tumma goes through that, and therefore if you have a mace on the bottom in the house, so the tumma goes straight up into the attic also. We do not call this kli a machitza to divide up, since it's a nekev, it holds in the kli. However, Beis Hillel says, hakdera tamei, only the gedera itself is tamei, since it has a nekuvan. If they wouldn't have a nekev in it, so Allah of the kli cheres says, namakam tumma meyachrov. So that would be called a good chatzitza. But since the mice have a little nekev here, so therefore the kli itself becomes tamei, hakdera tamei. But galiyah Torah, but the li itself remains Torah. Since this hole is not called the paseach tefach, therefore the tumma does not go upstairs, but the tumma goes into the kli itself would become tamei. Rabbi Akiva Raymen, no, af hakdera Torah, even the kdera is also Torah. Because since it's called like a mechitza to stop the tumor from going upstairs into the attic, so it's also called the mechitza of itself, which stops the tumor from going inside it. Now, Mishneh Gimel. What's going to be hoisa shlema? Let's say this kli that was put on top of the aruba was complete, it didn't have any hole in it, and again it's a kli cheres. So the chura, it's a good mechitza, it stops the tumor from coming up, and it itself does not become tumor because the kli cheres is not makabel tumma miyachuruv. So what's halacha? So they still learn them, yes, the matelas halakhil, it protects from everything, it's a good mechitza, and the tumma does not go up, not the kli is tamei, and not what's in the attic. They still learn them, Beishami Yemer, Beishami says though, Eino matelas elo alo ichlim, v'yala mashkin v'yala kli cheres. That Beishami says, no, there's a chumra to say that the tumma does go up to the attic, and anything in the attic that becomes tamei, you can put in the mikvah, becomes tamei. Only things that if they become tummy, they are ruined, you can't use it anymore, from that we're not machmir. So that's called Eina Matzelis, it only protects, the tumma does not go up, al oichlin on food, because the food becomes tamei, there's no way to put it into the mikveh to make it tor. Be al amashkin of liquid, be al kli cheres, so the kli cheres becomes tamei, there's no way to metire. Now this mashkin, mesama means not water, because water there's also hashok in the mikveh. That means other sham mashkin does not become tamei, so for these things, it's matzil. And the Mishnah says, v'chozru beisul oris kadibur beishamai, beisul also retracted and now holds like beishamai, that we have this chumrah, that the tumah does go up and everything upstairs is tamei, only things that does not have a tire b'mikvah remain tor. The tama beisul is, because it's a gzerah, maybe this kli will belong to an amoritz, and amoritz's kli is tamei, then it's not matzil. So for all times, the Machmah decided that this kli cheres, even though it's a shleimah, should not be matzil, the tumah goes up. We're only making the ones vorim that do not have a tire b'mikvah. You have these pitches, a log, Shemoli Mashkin term, it's full of Mashkin, which is Torah. And this log is made out of wood or made out of metal. That they themselves are Makabal Tumma, they themselves have a Tara B'mikvah. And these things are atop in the attic, again, the continuation of the Mishnah before. That even though it's a Kli Cheres Shleimo, still we said the Tumma goes straight upstairs. And what becomes Tumma upstairs? The things that have a Tara B'mikvah. So now this Kli has a Tara B'mikvah, but it's filled up with Mashkin terms that does not have a Tara B'mikvah. Therefore, locher is halogin tami to meshiva. These log and these pitches, they become tami with tumas hameis, a tami for 7 days. But the amashki and the water inside it, or not the water, else the liquid inside it, term, they remain tor. Because that's the loch of the Mishnah before, this chum is only on the keli, not on the things that, that have no tyra. What's going to be though, the impinam b'kliyach, let's see, pour this amashki into another kli later, on the top, then they do become tami. Since this other kli was makabal tuma, now it's Mekama, the Mashkin. For Isha, she losha bareva. Let's say I have a lady that's kneading in the kneading pin. So Isha, viha reva, tumeim, tumashiva. And they're upstairs on the attic. So the Isha and the Kli, they both have a tarab and mikvah, they become tumi tumasheva. But viha botzek, the dough, tor. Since if that would become tum, it has no tarab, that remains tor. Vim pinto, the kliacha, let's say they turn it, they push it, they turn it into another kli, then tamei, then it becomes tamei from machmas to the other kli. And again, chozu besil, oros kli beshamach, we had before, they besil retracted, now we're also passing like beshamai. So we have this chum, even though it's a kli shalem, or the kli cheres that being masig between the downstairs and the aliyah, the upstairs, still, the rabbanim were machmas to say, maybe it's a kli from a amoris that's tamei, and therefore it's not called the chatzit, the tumah goes up. Mishnehei. Let's say you had kelim that are namakabatumah made from the excrement of behemoths. Now these things are put in the aruba again. They're put in the window between the house and the upstairs. Whereas kleyavonim made out of stones, kleyadom made out of the ground. So these kelim are namakabatumah. The lochris are called tor. Everything upstairs in aliyah remains tor. And even kelim that has a tarab mikvah. Because these things are namakabatumah at all. Therefore, the matzal al hakol. Even if they would belong to an amoritz, still they can't be makabel tumah. Therefore, these things that are not makabel tumah at all are matzal. What's going to be hoye kli tor lakodesh v'lachatis hakol tahor? Does this kli that you set aside to use for kochim or to use for chatis to make chatis for paraduma? So again, even though it's a kli cheres and it's put on top of the hole, even by Shammai agrees that the tumah does not go up. And the reason is why Shakil Numonim Alachatis, everybody has believed on a chatas, like to say, that it's Torah. So even though this Kli could belong to an Amoritz, still we believe the Amoritz has said that the Kli is Torah, therefore there's no Chumah to say the Tumah goes up. Mifnei Shehakelim Torim, Kli Cheres Torim, Matilim. Again, Mifnei Shehakelim Torim, because this Kelim remain Torah, and therefore Kli Cheres Torim, therefore the Kli Cheres is also Torah. Whereas this Kli Cheres, no, since it's set aside to be used for the Kodesh or the Chatis, therefore it's Torah. Now it says, Matzilin. These two types of Kelim are Matzil, everything that's upstairs, in Defanus Oilim. If there are Defanus, if there are some walls there to the Yoyel. In other words, if there are some walls there already, now these types of Kelim that are Torah are Matzil, that protects the tumor does not go up. So we'll soon see the next Mishnah. But if there's no defines, no walls there, then these kelim, since it's called a kli, it cannot be a chatzitza, would not stop the tumor from coming up. The Mishnah of Ketzer, what's this case? That ha'bor v'hadush v'bayis. you have a ditch or a type of also a hole that you have walls on the side of it in the house, or krisha nesuna lov, and you put this krisha, a type of a basket, a big basket that in itself is not makabel tumah, because it's type of kelim b'ratayrim. So you put it now on top of the bor and the dus. So it's like this: a store that the ma'aseh story, if you have tumah inside it, it's called the dut chatzitz. The tumah does not come up. Let's say there was a flow of water there, a bear, but it was flat. There was no mechitzas coming up at all, no walls coming up. Oy kiveres pechusa, they had a bihar that opened up a little bit. Oy kvisha nesuna leha, and you have this basket put on top of it. Then the locher is tamei. Then the locher is everything can remains tamei. In other words, when you have the mace inside this bear, so the tumor goes up. What's on top? What's the mechitzas should be? This kli. A kli is not called a good chatzitze if there are no walls there. Vice versa, if there are walls coming up, then we consider this kli, even though it itself is not makabel tumah, it's only chatzitze if it could become bottle, a chelik of the walls. But there are no walls there, it by itself cannot be a mechitza, therefore it remains tamei. What's going to be the umhoya nesacholik? You have a blank piece of, a flat piece of wood that's not called a kli. Oy serida shein lagapayim. A serida, something, a type of an areva, a type of a pot, or some say that type of a reshes of a net, but the kitzah doesn't have any sides to it. Shein l'gafayim, has no mechitzah to it. So therefore, again, it's like a pshuta kli, so it doesn't have a shame kli on it. So then tor, then it's matzo, because it's not called a kli, that will be matzo, even though there are no walls there. The mechitzah, this can make it for mechitzah by itself. Now, shein, the klal is, the Mishnah says, shein ha'kelim matilim in the funas ohelim. That a kli is only matzah, it has a shem kli, can only protect it, only if it has a shem defanas on there before. If there are no defanas there, it can't protect it. Now, how much of the doifin have to be, the v'kametaya doifin, how much of a wall do you have to have there? Tefach, the wall has to be at least a tefach, and then this can be put on top of it, that makes a good mechitza. What's going to be, hoyu lo chatzi tefach mikan, v'chatzi tefach mikan, but the half of the tefach is from the bor itself. And if the tefach is from this kli, that's no good. Ain't a doifin. Ashielo tefach in mokem echad, has to be a tefach in one place. Either real a wall from the dust, the ditch coming up, or else the kli itself has to have a wall of a mechitza tefach coming down. But a chatzi, the chatzi is not mitzvah if it's no good. Mishnah Zayin. Kishem shematzilim b'mifnim, the same way these kelim with the defanas of the oil protects the tumah inside, not from coming up, as we had before. It's kach matilu mevachut, the same way it protects it also outside. I must soon explain. Kate, so what's the case? Kvisha, we have this big basket, she nesun ala yesedis mevachut. It's standing on top of pegs outside the house. But this, tumo tachten, tumor is underneath this basket. So, kelim sheba kvisha torim. The kelim that are inside this basket remain tor, because it's matzo, the tumor cannot go into it. And since this kvisha now is samach resting upon the wall of the house, so it's like connected to the doifin or the wall of an oil. Since it's attached to a doifin of an oil, therefore it's called the good chatzitza. That's called kelim sheba kvishis tarim. What's going to be yimhoyu kaiso chotzer? Let's say it was a kaiso of a chotzer outside, a kaiso gino of a kaiso to a garden outside. Then ain't a matzil. That's not called the doifin of an oil. Therefore, it's not called attached to a doifin. Therefore, the kli is not matzil. The tumor will go up through it. What's going to be kaira beam? Shoysin is soon in a kaisla kaisel. You have a beam that's put across from one wall of the house to another house, wall of the house. You have a pot hanging on this beam. So, tumor tachter, if the tumor is underneath it, kelim shed the kadeira. What's the lock of the kelim inside this pot? Rabbi Akiva says it's mitar, it's tor. The chachamim mitan, the chachamim say no, it remains tamei. So again, the exact case is here, you have this kura, this beam, that's wide, a tefach, going from one kresel to another kresel. That's called like the mechit, that's called a good mechit, a good oil. Now there's a tumas of a mace underneath part of it. Now, so therefore the tumah goes up and goes all around. Now there's a kedera that's hanging on the side, right underneath this beam. So the machloekes that the Sefta says is in the case if the kedera would be a tefach below the beam, so pshit, everybody would agree the tumah would come into the kli. But since there's a hole, there's an opening of a tefach, the tumah goes through. And if the kli would be directly attached onto the kedera, so that would also stop the tumah from coming in. Everybody would agree the tumah would not come in. Machlokes is where the kedera, the machlokes is where the kli is a little bit less than a tefach away from the beam. So that's the machlokes. The Kiva says since it's not a tefach away, there's not a pesach tefach, the tumah does not go in. But Chum says no, it's metame, it remains tame. That since it's a little bit away from the beam, the tumah seeps in and goes into the kli and metame the kli. Perek Shishi. Odom v'kelim nafim oilim letame. An odom or a keli, they could become an oil to bring tumah, to make something tame. Let's say a mace, a kazayas mace on the part of a body, a part of an odom. You have your hand stretched out, and the kazayas of a mace is on the one part of your hand. So your hand could be like an oil to bring tumah down to other things. Huadin kelim also could be an oil to bring tumah. But an odom or a kli cannot be like an mechitza, an oil, to be metar, to be choitza, to stop the tumah from going through. An odom and a kli cannot be an oil to letar, to stop the tumah. Case said, what's the case? Let's say, abo noisim es anidbach. There are four people that are carrying up a nidbach, a big, big stone. And it's very wide. So tumah tak, let's say there's tumah underneath the stone. So kelim shagabav tumayim. The kli that's on top of the stone is also tumah. Because since a person is holding it up, therefore a person cannot make it into an oil like to an oyster to metire it. Is anything not only an odom himself, but anytime an odom is holding up something, that does not become an oil to protect the tumah. What's going to be tumah? Gavla said the tumah is a mace, because as the mace is on top of this big stone, so kelim shetachtav tumay, and the kelim underneath it also tumay. It's not like a mechitza, the tumah goes straight down. However, Rabbi Lezer mitar, Rabbi Lezer holds no. Even though an odom is holding it up, but since lamaisa is not called a kli, therefore it could be called a chatzitza. Therefore, it stop it. As he holds, even though this oil is being held up by bnei odom, still it's chatzitza with bnei hatumah. But Allah is not like Reb Elazar. What's going to be now? Nos and alar v'kelim. Let's say you have this big stone that's being held up by four kelim. Afilu klei glolim, even though the kelim themselves are not makabel tumah. Like kelim from glolim, klei avona from stone, klei adama from earth. So still, tumah tafta, tumah underneath it, kelim shagab of tumay, and the kelim on top of it remain tumay. Tumah agav of tumah is the tumah on top of it, then kelim shetacht of tumay, and the kelim underneath it remain tumay. Nosan alabar avonim, oyadov shesh beruachayim. Let's say it's put upon four stones, or upon other things that have ruach ha'im, not an odom, upon a behemah, then yes, then it's called a good mechitza. Then the loch is tumah tachtov, the tumah is underneath it, the kelim shagav of torim. Then the kelim on top of your main Torah, it's called a good chatzitza. Tumah agav, the tumah is on top of it, then kelim shetachtov torim, the kelim underneath it, remain tohor. That's the loch, that if it's even though it's a bal chai, a live thing, an animal, as long as it's not an odom, that could remain a good chatzitza, limitire, that stops the tumah from going through.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Koivrei ha-meis, people that were burying a mace and had the mace with them, shoyoivrim li-achsadah, they're going passing by, and achsadah is like an open porch. It has a roof on top, but it's like an open porch in front of the house. So, ve-hegif echud mehem metzadeles, u-smachit b'mavtech, one of these people, like, closed the door, and was, like, holding it with the key. In other words, they closed the door of the house before that they brought the mace under the achsad, under the porch, so that the tumah should not come into the house, let the door be a chatzitza like. And they like held the door closed with the maftech, like with the key, with the lock. So it depends. Im yochel hadel islam v'fnei atzmoi, if the door could stay up by itself without the odom holding it, then Torah, that's called the good chatzitza, stop the tumah from coming into the house. But v'im lav, let's say the door by itself will not be able to stand up, unless the odom, the person here, was holding it up, then again tamei, because that's the locha, an odom cannot be a chatzitz b'fnei atumah, since you need the man to hold up the door. V'chein the same thing, chov yishol gregris, you have barrels of dried out dates, oy kupa shol tevin, you have a bundle of shrua, shein as soon as the chalon, they're put in the window. So again, they want to be the chatzitza to stop the tumah from coming in. So it depends, im yicholim ha gregris v'yatev l'am b'fnei atzmon. If the gregris itself, the food itself, or the straw itself could stand up by itself and be a mechatzitzam, then turim, that stops the tumah from coming in. But v'imlav, if they themselves cannot stand up, but they need the kupa, they need the chav, they need the kli, then tumayim, like we had before, kli is not able to be a chatzitza to stop the tumah from coming in. And so over here, these kelim, even though the kli cheres is, but the mouth of it was facing towards the tumah. So therefore, as a hilchos kli, since they would be mekabel tumah, the tumah will go straight in. They will not be called a good chatzitza. Now, bayis, what's the name if you have a house? Shechatzotzo bekankanim, that you made a mechitza in the middle of the house, you partitioned off the wall. But you partitioned it off with kanim, with reeds, and v'toch betich, you also like put plaster there. It depends. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. So, again, bayis shechatzotzo bekankanim, v'toch betich, it depends. If the plaster could stay up by itself, so tor, that's called the good chatzitza, if neyatumah would not come in. But the imlav, let's say the plaster of itself cannot stand up, then tomei, it's not called the good chatzitza, since it's being held up with the kankanim, like since you need these kankanim, again, not so that reads the kankanim like barrels, made out of barrels, so it has a shame kli on it, so that's the klal, a kli cannot be a chatzitza, if neyatumah. Mishnah Gimel, Koisel HaMishamash Es HaBayis. You have a wall that's a partition for the house. It divides up between the house and the Chotzer. Whereas between the house and the Chosarabim, it's called HaMishamash, it works, it helps, it serves for the house. So Yidon Mechtel HaMechsa. We have to be done half of the wall towards the house as one aloch as Kabayis, and the other half of the wall is towards the outer as locha like Chutz Mibayis. Keitzel, what's the locha? Koisel Shula Avir. It means one side of the wall is facing the outside, it's for the Chotzer of Shusarabim. And V'yatum L'Besoichoi, the tum is inside the wall, meaning to say it's not a Pesach Tefach, it's in the closed like a little hole there, and therefore the tum is the Ritzutza. It goes up and goes straight down. It's Oilu V'yorit. So it depends. Mechetzev L'Fenim, its tum is in the inner part of the wall, it's Habayis Tum, it goes up to the house, it's the time of the house. V'yoimed Milamalon Tohotor. Whoever stays on top of them remains Torah. Since the tumah comes inside the house, it only becomes tumah inside, not on top. But since we look as if it comes inside the house, it is not straight, it's not shoot up. So, what's going to be though, mechtzav l'chutz, let's say the mace itself, the kzayis of the mace, is on the outer half of the wall facing towards the outside. So then, habayis Torah, the house remains Torah. And therefore, v'yoimed milamalon tumah, whoever stands straight on top of this wall where the mace is, becomes tummy, because then the tumah is oilavir, it's chaytse, it goes straight up and straight, it goes straight up, shoots up and straight down. What's going to be mechtza l'mechtza? Let's say the tumah is exactly right smack in the middle of the wall, so then habay is tummy. Then you have to go to chum and say, yes, the tumah goes inside the house, and v'yoimid milamalam, what do we say now about somebody being straight on top of the wall? So Rabbi Meir mitama, yes, you have to go to chum both ways. The tumah goes into the house, and the tumah also shoots straight up. You become tamei. V'chachomim mitan. Chomim say no. You remain tor. That since the mice of the tumah goes inside the house, so that stops the tumah from shooting straight up. Therefore, whoever's on top remains tor. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol hakoyis lebayis." No, the whole wall has a lock like the bayis. So even though the tumah is on the outer portion of the wall, still is deemed as if it's inside the house, and therefore only the bayis is tamei. But whoever stands on top remains Torah. That's a view the shit, there's no difference where it is in the wall. The Koran Tanakam, it makes a difference, whether it's in the inner part of the wall or the outer part of the wall. Mishnah Dalit, Kaisel Shebein Shnei Botim. You have a wall in between two houses. The Hatum of the Seichai. And the Tumma, now again, the Xayas of the Mace, is in the middle of the wall, which really retsuits to shoot straight up, because it's not a Pesach Tefach, there's not an opening there, the hole there is not a Tefach wide. A tefach tall. So, bayis hakorav l'tumah tamei. The house that's closer to the mace becomes tamei. Again, there's a wall that serves for two different houses, in between two houses. So if it's in the part, whichever house it's closer to, so that tumah makes that house becomes tamei, as if it's inside the house. The hakorav l'tayra tor, and the house that's closer to the portion that's tor, remains Torah. What's going to be Mechtzel and Mechtzel said the mace is exactly right smack in the middle of the wall. It's close to, it's equal to both of them. So Lachos again, the Chumra, Shneim, Tumeim, both houses become Tumei. What's going to be Tumah B'yechon Mihem V'Kelim HaKoysel? Let's say the Tumra is in one of them and the Kelim is inside the wall. In other words, the Tumra is inside the house. And now we're talking about the Kelim that are inside the wall. So it's the same thing. Mechetzi V'Kalapei Tumah Tumeim. If the Kelim are inside the half of the wall, that's towards that house, they become Tumei. Mechetzi V'Kalapei Tohara is Torim. But the Kelim that are on inside the wall, that are towards the half of the other house, that's Tor, so the Kelim also remain Tor. What's going to be Mechzel and Esa? So the Kelim are right smack in the middle of the wall. Then Arayim Tameim, again, they become Tamei, since they're right smack in the middle, so you go to Chumron, it's like attached to that house that has a Tumor inside it. What's going to be Mazivo Shebein Habayis Talila? You have like a roofing or a little flooring between the downstairs and upstairs, Mishen Habayis Laliyah. So again, Tumor B'Seichoi. If the tumor is inside this maziva, it's inside the flooring like, and there's no pesef tefach, it shoots up, it shoots down, so then mechetziyov ulamaton, if it's on the bottom part of the floor, so bayis tummy, the bayis becomes tummy, but valiya tera, the liya remains tor, it's as if it's munak inside the house. And therefore the top has like a mechetzitza there, the tumor does not come up. That's going to be mechetzim ulamal. Let's say it's on the top of part of the flooring. So in haliyah tamei, we look as if that mace is in the attic, the upstairs, and therefore that part is tamei. The abay is tor, but the house itself has like a chetzitza, it remains tor. What's going to be mechetzim ulamal? Let's say the tumor is right smack in the middle of the flooring. So then shneim tamei, we go to chumra, shneim tamei, both of them remain tamei. What's going to be tumor b'yechud mihen? The kelim b'maziva, the opposite way. The tumor is inside one, either the bottom house or the upstairs. And the kelim now, we're talking about kelim that are in the middle of the flooring. So the same thing, mechetzi v'kaplei tumah tumeim. If it's in your half, that's part of tumei, they become tumei. Mechetzi v'kaplei tumah, they remain tumeim. What's going to be mechetzi? That's the kelim right smack in the middle of the flooring. Harayim tumeim, the galag v'lechurma, the kelim become tumei. If you do ena, kol ha-mazivu l'aliyah, no, though add the whole flooring, there remains to the attic. And that's locha to the aliyah. And therefore, only the top becomes tumei, and not the bottom. Yeah, Mishnah. What's going to be Tuma Bein HaKoyris? Let's say the Tuma Gezayas Nemeis was in between the Koyris, in between the beams of the roof, which these beams are underneath the Maziva, they're underneath the flooring. Now, so Tuma Bein HaKoyris Fetachtek Chlipas Hashum. Underneath the Tuma, there's still a little bit of a Mechitz, even though it's very thin, like the Klip of a Shum, like the garlic shell. It depends. In Yeshom Pesef Tevach, if the hole where the tumor itself is, again it's in the flooring, like in between the first floor and the second floor, if it's a Pesef Tevach, if there's a hole there, the ties of a Tevach by Tevach, Hakol Tomei, everything becomes Tomei, both the Bayis and the Aliyah, because the Makam Atum has a new aloch like a Kever Sosim. A Kever Sosim means like a closed box, like a closed Kever that's closed all around. Locher over there is Metames, Kol Erlam, Anogeim Boy, Sover, everything that goes around it becomes Tomei. When you have a kever sosum. So here, if it's pasach tefach, everything becomes tummy. What's going to be a name shom pasach tefach? Say it was not a pasach tefach? Yes. So then the Mishnah says, royin es hatum, look at the tumma, kilu oitim, as if it's like clogged up, oitim, covered up. So somewhere in the pshat, oitim here means that the tumma only goes upwards, but does not go down. The tumma is not yurud the bayat and labakas v'yulam. Like a din and nefesh hatum, ashnul hamul have later. Now, let's say you can see it inside the house. In other words, underneath the tumma, there's no mechitza. If you look at klupas hashum, so in the house you could look up and you could see the tumma in the ceiling like. So then, benkach bayis tummy. No matter what, the bayis is tummy. Whether it's pesach tefach or not a pesach tefach, still the bayis is tumma as if the bayis is inside the house. The tumma is inside the house. Mishnah Vov. Bayis hameshamesh es hakoyosu. You have a wall. That's near the house uses this wall. So Yidin Kaklipas Hashum. Then it has a locha, it depends, as long as it's thick like a Kaklipas Hashum. Now, Mishnah explains Kesa, what's the case? Kesa Shebein Shnei Kuchin. You have wall in between two kuchin. These are like holes in a cave that they used to put a mace there. So you have a Kesa in between them. Oy Ben Shnei Boris, also Kesa wall between two different caves. So Tumma Babatim. Let's say the tomb is inside the house.
Now, Rabata means Vekuchim Abmoris. It's inside the house. It's inside the cave or inside the hole in the cave. So, the Kalim Bakaisel, let's say the Kalim are on the wall. Va'alem Kalikas Hashem, and there's little Mechitza, the thickness of the klipa of the shell around a garlic. The Lachris term, that's enough to give the Shem Mechitza that the Tumah does not go through. What's going to be the Tumah? Because that's said the Tumah is inside the wall of this cave. So then the Kalim Babatim and the Kalim are inside the house. The Aleim and the top of them is also Klipas Hashem. The same thing term the remain Torah. What's going to be Tumah Tachasom? Let's say the Tumah is underneath the beam, the Omud. This is the Omud that's, let's say there's an Omud inside the Kuch, inside the cave, that's in between the caves. So Tumah Bakaswil and Tumah goes up. But Kasvi, as it goes up and goes down. And again, the case where there's no Pesach, Tefach over here, so that's the Lach, there's no Tefach above it, so there's Tumah on the bottom, and there's a big Omer, the book beam, right on top of it, so therefore the Tumah goes straight up and straight down, but not the sideways. Mishnah Zayin. Kalim Shetachas HaPerach. Let's say Kalim that are outside, let's say, of a flower type of design that comes out of this beam, of Perach, like flowers come out from the side to make them look nice. So, Torah, Baloch, Rid, the Kalim underneath remain Tumah, because the Tumah is not Bekas, only Kenegah, the Omer itself does not go out on the designs that stick out from the beam. We have Yechon and Benuri Mitama, no. He holds it is become Tumah, because since this Noi, designs is there to make the Omer itself look nice, it's like part of the Omer, to go straight up as Metamrit. So he holds Mitama. What's going to be he holds his Mitama, Hatumah, via Kalim, Shetachas HaPerach. Both are under the parak, both become tummy. In Yeshem Pesach Tefach Temeim, if there is a Pesach Tefach between the tummy and the beam, then Pshita, it goes all on the sides and it becomes tummy. V'im Lav, if it's not Pesach Tefach, then Torim, the Kelim Ator, Ator. Because the tummy only goes straight up and not on the sides. What's going to be Shnei Pardiskim Ze B'tzad Ze? Let's say you have two like chests, two arenas. They're in the wall, one next to another. Oy, ze agav ze, one on top of another. Niftach echme, one opens up. Hu v'abay is tamei. This in the house becomes tamei. V'chaver retor, the other one remains Torah. Is it to say like the tumah goes straight up and it comes out and goes into the house, but the other one remains Torah. So it's talking about the first part of Torah's has a pesach tefach. Sef was locked like an oil. Therefore, it's chaytis v'fnei hatumah. It stops the tumah from coming in. What's going to be Varayin hapadiska kilu item, look as if it's closed. Now yidon mechsel mechsel havi yes a tumah labayis. So the last part of Mishnah means in the case that varayin hapadiska kilu item means there's no pesach tefach and there's no and it's all closed up. Then the lochru is yidon mechsel mechsel havi yes a tumah labayis. We have to see as if the tumah is in the half of the padisis that's closer towards the house. So then when yidon as if the tumah goes into the house and the house becomes tumah. The tumah is like as if a munach inside the house in the thickness of this wall. So if it's in the half of the wall that's called towards the house, you'd be tumah. If not, then the house would remain tohor. Yeah, Perek Zayin, Mishnalov. Ha tumah b'koysel. Let's say again, there's a tumah kazayas of a mace that's inside the wall of a house, and this wall is mishamish between the bayis downstairs and the upstairs. U'mekoymoy tefach ha tefach harum tefach. Now the mokum where the tumah is. It's like a square box there, but it's tefach by tefach. It has a space there, but tefach by tefach. So this loch is called now a kever sosum. The loch is called aliyah shagaba. All the annex there on top of this beam, like afilway nesi, even there are 10 of them, temeyas, all of them remain tummy. But that's this loch, a kever sosum. The tumah goes all up and all around it. What's going to be hoy saliyacha shagabe shtei bottom? There's one annex on top of two houses, like the loch is he temeyah. That one aliyah, the tumah goes up to it. But the chol aliyah shagaba, all the other aliyahs that are on top of it, because that's like a mechitza between them, they remain tyrus. Because at the tikru of the first aliyah, that's chetzet, that's tumah, shiloytala does not go up. It's careful, sosim zoni, whatever is tight, they're closed all around it, the tumah goes all up, all around. But not if there's a mechitza on top, that's called the chetzitza, that stops the tumah from going up. Like in the first attic, like, there's like space there.
So that space that comes to its ceiling is called the ceiling, therefore it's called like a mechitza that stops the tumah from going up. And now the Mishnah says about kaisel shenis, or kaisel shenis. It's a big shallow exactly what this means. Some say it means a very strong wall, that it has no holes of a pesach tefach inside it. So therefore you have a tumah inside it, is tumah bekasviel or bekasviel redis, where there's no pesach tefach, the hole where the tumah is in this wall. If it's a very small hole, there's not a tefach there, then the tumah shoots up and shoots straight down. Nefesh atumah, let's say you have a nefesh atumah, that's a matzeva, that's built on top of the kever, and the kever itself is often closed, and where it's not pesach tefach, so tumah only goes straight up and straight down. So negeya bumin atzodom never touches the sides of it, is tor, your main tor. If they shoot tumah bekasviel, the tumah goes up, bekasviel doesn't go down. What's going to be in hoyu mokum atuma tefach atefach arum tefach? Let's say the mokum of the tuma taker is a tefach by tefach arum tefach. Then the loch is a negeya bo mikol mokum tomei. Any part you touch, even the sides of it, that's the kevasosum becomes tomei. Neshik kevasosum. Somach lo sukkos tomeis. If you put next to it sukkos, like a sukkah near this nefesh atuma, so it comes out the matzev itself becomes like a wall for the sukkah. So locher is then timayus. So the maaser becomes tamei. The sukkah, because it's doima to an oil over a mace. And if you don't know, it's mitar, because he has the sukkah became star. Because since it's from the tzadim we have before, the tumah does not go on the tzadim. The tumah only goes straight up, not on the sides. Mishnah Beis Kol Shipua Oyelim. Any slant you have in a tent and an oil, is Kalim has look like the oil itself. Let's say the wall is slanty, not exactly a roof on top, but it's a slanty wall that also has a look like an oil. Oyel Shu Shafei of Yero, that's an oil tent that's slanty downwards. And the Chol Atki Etzva comes down to the bottom of it. Like it only comes up one Etzva and then it starts to slant. So Tum of the oil, if the tumor is in the oil, so Kalim Shetachas HaShipua Temeim, the tumor underneath the slant becomes tummy. As long as it's slanty, that's all called under the tum, under the oil. Tumma tachas shipua. That's so the tum is under the slanty part. Kelim shibayel tumayim. The kelim that's in the oil, but under this first tefach, also becomes tummy. Tumma mitoichoi. If tum is inside it, tanageya boy mitoichoi tummy tumma shiva. Whoever touches the inside of the oil also becomes tummy tumma shiva. Umachur, if you only touch the back, the outside of the oil, then the locher is tummy tumma serev. You only have a tumma serev. Now, what's going to be tumah miyachuruv? Let's say the tumah touched the back, the outside of the oil. Touched the outside of this of the oil. So then, hanageya by miyachuruv tumah tumah shiva. Whoever touches the outside of the oil becomes tumah shiva. Now, mitaychav, you touch the inside of the oil again. Tumah tumah serev yonim tumah just to the evening. But that's locha, the part of the oil where the mace is. It's part of that has locha like the mace itself. So the aviyah vaysatumah. So if you touch it, you become like an abatumah. You become tummy for 7 days. You touch the back side, the other side of the oil, it's only like an ageya b'meis, therefore you want to become a tumas erev. What's going to be kechati zayis mitoich or kechati zayis miachurav? There's a chati zayis of meis inside the oil and on the outside of the oil. So in such a case, hanageya, whoever touches this oil, whether bein mitoich or touch the inside, bein miachurav, or touch the back, the outside of it, tummy tumas erev. You only have a tumas erev. Since there's no kezayis mace on one side, at most you only have a tumas erev. What's going to be miktsose merudod aloritz? Part of this oil, let's say, is flat on the ground. So tuma tachtov oyagabov tuma bekas vilo. The tum is straight on top of it, straight underneath it. So tuma goes straight up and straight down. That's called bekas vilo, bekas viredis. Because it's not called an oil, what's flat on the ground. Oyu shunoto balila, it's an oil that's stretched out on the attic. And then part of this oil, this curtain, let's say that's part of the oil, a tent on top, is lying flat on the floor, which is covering over the window that's open between the downstairs and the upstairs. Yes, that's called the chatzitza, and therefore it's matzo, the tumor does not come up. If Shimon Aina matzo does not protect it, unless it has a shame oil on top, but it goes flat over the window. It's not cooled like an oil, and therefore it's not chaytzis. Therefore, the tumah from the bottom would come up straight into the house upstairs, into the attic upstairs. Mishnah Gimel. Hames, what's going to be? Hames Babayis, the mice is inside the house. Uvoib Sochem Harbi, a lot of different doors in the house. So Kulum Temeim, Midrabonin, anything underneath the doors, all the doors are Tomei. Since we don't know exactly which door the mace is going to go out from, we have to be Mesafik and give it a Dintum under all the doors. And the Chiddush is, even though the door is closed, that's called the chatzitza, still what's underneath the lentil of the door becomes tummy. What's going to be the niftach echamem? You open up one door, as if to say that's the door you plan to take the mace out from. So tummy, only the kelim under that door is tummy. The chulim torim, but all the kelim under the rest of the doors remain tor. Choshav loitzir biach, let's say you had a mind to take it out from one. Oy bechaloin chu'ar ba'alar b'tvachim. Or else you had in mind to take it out through a window that is at least 4x4 tefachim open. So even though you didn't do a mice, you just had machshava, also hits a lakol psachim. It helps all the other psachim do not become tamei, only this one door or this one chaloim. Now, when you only have machshava, you only think about it to do it. So Beisham Yomer Beishamai says, Yachshav Achla Yomus Hameis. You have to have this machshava before the mace dies. Then it's matzel. But when the mace first died, you had no machshava. Then later you had machshava. That machshava will not help you. That machshava will not be matzil. Beisilam Yisrael says no. Af mishemeis. Even after he died, still you could have machshava, at least to be matzil mikana labo. That once you start thinking, take it out through this door, only this door will become tamei, not the rest of them. What's going to be hoyasos? Let's say a door was closed. For nimlach laposli, you have a mind now to open it up. So Beshamiyamim Kishayiftach Arba Tvachim, you have to break open at least 4 Tvachim, that's called the Pesach. Then if you have a mind to take it out through there, with the Matzel on the other doors. Or Beshamiyamim Kishayaskhano, as soon as you start to break it open, so we already see it to be a Pesach. And if you have a mind to take it out through that door, so only under that door would the Kelim become Tamei, not under the other doors of the house. Again, the other doors were the main Torah, in a case where the door is closed. So that's the Chatzitz, the Tumah does not go out. And there's no chumra to say that soifalotzei, since we should see as if the mace is going to go out through that door. No, we do not say the mace will go out through that door, but rather through this other door that you started to break open now. What a moidin, they both agree, but v'sech v'tchilo, let's say you have a wall, that there was never a door there, now you plan to break out a door there, a hole there, kishyiftach ar b'tvachim. It only helps you after you made a hole there, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Then if you have machshav to take the mace out through that hole, that would be matzah. Mishnah Dalit. For Isha she mekash leilat. A pregnant lady that's about to give birth, she has a labor pains already. For Yotziu mi bayis labayis, we take her out from one house and bring her into another house. So lochur is a rishon tamei mesafik. The first house is tamei. We're talking about in the case where the vlad comes out to be a mace. So now, even though she was taken out, she did not give birth in the first house, we have to be afraid though maybe her rechem opened up there, so therefore the tumor light comes out. Therefore, the bayis harishon min hasofek is tamei. Maybe with niftach harechem and the tumas of vlad came out into the first bayis. But the asheni in the second house now bavadai. That's for sure the bayis is tamei. That's where the mace came out. So therefore, that bayis is tamei. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, "Emesai, when do I say this that the rishon is tamei masofek? Is man shin nitelus begafayim? Means if the lady could not walk by herself, we had to carry her on our shoulders." But if she was able to walk herself from one house to another house, then a rishon tor. Then we say no, even in the first house remains tor, because with the harechem, the womb was not open. Because if it would have been open, she couldn't have walked then. But mishe niftach hakever, because the klal is once a kever means once a rechem, once a womb opens up, ain't penal hal, she can't walk anymore. So therefore, if she was able to walk, that's a proof that the womb did not open up. Now, ein lenu folam sichas akever, achi agilu reish kepika. When do we say that when an eifel starts to come out, that it's considered like the rechem opened up? Only if the head is round like a kepika, that's like the ball of the spindle they used to weave with. If the head was that size, then we say in order for it to start to come out, the rechem had to open up. But if that head, the head was not round like that, then it's possible that the rechem did not open up, even though maybe she started to give birth. And some said this goes back to Abiyudis Halacha. That Abiyudis says, Emosev is a man she tells the Gefayim, when do we say like that Anisha can't walk when the Rechem opens up? That's if the head is round, therefore she can't walk yet. But if the head was not round, then it could be she could walk even though the Kever opened up. And Vakeb, according to this chat, the Rishon would be Tama Demi Safik. As when does if you just say the Rishon is Torah, if she could walk, that's only where the head is wide. But if the head was small, then it's possible for her to walk even though there was a Psicha to Kever. So Nechmem Demi Safik, the first bias would still be Tama. What's going to be Yotza, Harisha, and Mace? That's an Isha gave birth to twins. The first one came out Mace, Vashenich, the second one came out alive. So Torah, the second one remains Torah, was not Tummy from the first one. After it was touching inside, that's called Negi of Base of Sperm, it's not Tummy. And when the Mace comes out, we do not say that Tummy is going to go back in again into the Rechem, so the one that comes out second remains Torah. In a case where you took out the Mace first before the second one came out. What's going to be Harish and Chah, the first one comes out alive, Piyasheni Mace, then Tak it's Tamei. Because as soon as the first one came out with the Psichas Akeva, we look as if that tumor is Saifalotse, so the tumor right then shoots out as Matama, the first one. Rabbi Meir Meir says it depends. The Shofrech, if they're both in one, placenta, then Tamei. But Shnei Shrim, if they're two different placentas, they're two different people then Tor. Then we say the first one remains Tor. If he was taken out of the room before the Mace comes out, since there's two different placentas, he remains Tor. Mishnevov. For Isha, she mekasha leilat. Anisha is about to give birth again. She has labor pains. So, mechatken es avlad meiha. You're allowed to, like, kill the baby inside the mother's stomach. In a case where the baby is a suffix where they may kill the mother if it comes out. Or therefore, metziu noisei vor mevorim. You can take it out piece by piece. Vnei shechayeh koid min lechayov. Because right now the mother's alive. And by the kid coming out, it's going to be a suffix nefreshes. And maybe by the birth, the kid will kill the mother. The lacha is before the kid is born, he's not really called a nefesh yet. So therefore, pshiti, you have a right to save the mother, and you have a right to kill the kid. So you're allowed to kill the kid, cut off the kid inside before he came out. But, yotzerubai, once the rive of the baby came out, so now he's called a lilith, he's called a person, he's called a nefesh. Now the kal is a noigin boy. Now you can't touch the baby anymore. Shein doicha nefesh with my nefesh. You have no right to kill one nefesh for another nefesh. That's what we always say, Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Stam Averis. But Pekuach Nefesh is not Deicha, another Avera of killing another person. Say, Mayuma Dum, some Dom of the Day, some Chutzfei, who said you're better than the other one. In such a case, when it's a question of killing a person already, then you have no right. But before the baby was born, it's not called a Nefesh yet. So therefore, since it's a Shiloh Pekuach Nefesh with the mother, then you would have a right to kill the baby in order to save the mother. Yeah, Perek Shemini. Yesh mevinya satumah b'chaytasin. Certain things help to bring tumah. It could be like an oil. And also a chaytas, it could stop the tumah from going through. Certain things is mevinya satumah. It's good for an oil to bring the tumah down. But v'loy chaytasin, it cannot stop. It's not a mechitz like to stop the tumah from going up. And certain things are chaytasin v'loy mevin. They could stop the tumah from going up, but they did not bring it down. And certain things are loy mevin v'loy chaytasin. They're not good for an oil to bring the tumah. The mace is on one side of the roof. And you have kalim on the other side, loy mevin, it's not called an oil to bring the tumah down on the other side. And the din of loy chaytasin, it does not stop the tumah from going up. Now, elu, these are the things, mevin v'chaytasin, these are the things that bring tumah. It's a good oil. And it also is called a chatzitza. Hasheda v'yateva v'yamigdol. Let's say a chest or a box. It looks like a tower. Kivera sakash, a beehive made out of straw. Kiverasakanim of beehive made out of kanim reeds, or bor Savina Alexandris, if you have a bor, a ditch in the ship of Alexandris, sheesh lem shalayim, but they have a bottom to it. And ve marzikin aboim sobalach, it's so big that these kalim hold 40 sobalach, shame which is kurayim biyovish, if they hold this amount, two kurs of dried stuff, the pshat that this kli is so big, it's not called the kli that's makabutumer anymore. Since it's not a kli to makabutumer, therefore, it could be chaytasin also. Now, the uriya, uskurtiya, those are the curtains, and uskurtiya, that's the skin that you use to cover yourself when you eat with. Uketavulya, that's also a piece of skin that you put down on your bed. Visadin, stam sheets, or mafits, or mat. Umachzeles, sheinasun oilim, or also a tent light. Umachzeles, that's also a mat made out of reeds. That you made it like a tent, it's spread out to be like a tent. V'eider behema tumeya tahira. If you have a whole flock of behemoths one next to another, that's also called a good mechitza. Or mechunos chaya v'yoif. Mechun is like a kingdom, like the nest, the place where they stay, chaya v'yoif. V'yoif sheshochan, or a bird that's resting, like with its wings, it could also be a good chatzitza, it could be a good ma'ayel, as long as it's resting, not flying. He's a lady that's working in the fields, so she makes a place in between the shibolim, between the stalks, to like rest there, put a kid down. So she makes a place for a child, b'shibolim, in the stalks. That's also called a good mechitza. These are all different type of growths that the leaves grow very tall. That's eirus, v'yakisos, v'yakos chamor, udlas yivonis, a pumpkin, a Greek pumpkin, v'yochon term, and Torah dika food that was not huksh l'kabutuma. And you make an oil from these things are called the good chatzitz, and they're also navy yesatuma. It can be a good oil. V'yochon benuri, they're not argued and said no. They cannot be an oil because it's not a derech to make from them an oil. Chutzman eagle shall the vela, only excluding a round cake made out of the vela of figs. That was a derech to make an oil from them. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.